Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Yes, I want to file a claim for the Roundup.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Khadija Muhammad.
Right. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Yes, they referred, they just sent me to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you haven't signed any documents with another law firm?
No.
All right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm, or signed any documents?
Yes.
Okay. And was this for a loved one or for yourself?
For myself.
Were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed April 14th, 2022.
And do you know the specific subtype? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
It was a B cell, B negative cell.
The diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 60.
And were you spraying the Roundup at home or was it for work?
It was at home.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No.
Okay. And what was the home address where you were spraying it?
166 Quail Road, Quail Road, Griffin, Griffin, Georgia, 30223.
Okay, thank you. And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
17 years.
Oh, wow. Would you say you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
It was like twice a month, two times a month.
Two times a month. Mm-hmm. So at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone?
Yes.
All right. And I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Any organ transplant, HIV, AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease, hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo other than the non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And how do you spell your first name?
It's Khadijah.
And then last name, Mohammad or ED?
No, it's Muhammad. Muha. Yes, Muhammad.
Okay, thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Are you married?
No.
And what is your date of birth?
831-61.
Okay, and what is your social?
201-54-6451.
Thank you. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I saw it on a commercial on the TV, and I Googled it.
Okay. And when was that? Was it this year, recently, or when you were diagnosed?
When I was, it was this year. Well, no, it wasn't this year when I seen it, but it was when I was diagnosed.
Okay, so you saw the commercial around the time that you were diagnosed?
Yes. After.
After. And what is your height and weight?
Wow, that's a lot of personal information. It's 5'4", and I'm 136.
Okay. Right, and then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes.
Perfect. Can I get your email, please?
It's my name, Khadija Muhammad. It's KHADIJAHMUHAMMAD _1@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. And then you said you were spraying this, it was 2 times a month, right?
Yes.
And did you spray the Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
I sprayed it quite a few times before I was diagnosed. I mean, I just told you I was spraying it twice a month or so for some years.
Mm-hmm.
I used it for a long time.
Okay. So for that, the question for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed, you would say yes?
Yes.
Do you remember what year you first started spraying it?
Yes, in 2005.
In 2005. And then what year did you stop?
I stopped in 2022.
Were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
I didn't know I needed to.
Oh, yeah, of course. And then it was residential?
Yes.
And then you were spraying this, it was in Georgia, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how many exposures to Roundup do you think you've had in your lifetime, if you just had to estimate?
I don't know.
It could be over
it's
10.
Quite a bit. Yeah, it's way over 10.
Over 30?
Might have been over 20. Might have been. And just for a long time.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. And then the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrated.
Do you remember where you purchased it from?
Walmart Super Center.
Walmart. And do you have any empty bottles or receipts or anything?
Not at the time, no.
Okay, that's okay. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
I'm disabled because of this situation, so I haven't lost no time. I'm disabled.
Gosh. Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
And what branch?
Army.
And what were your dates of service?
'80 to 1983.
Okay. And what type of discharge did you receive?
Honorable.
Were you ever stationed at Thule Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
Okay, and do you receive VA benefits? I'm sorry?
No.
Okay, and then do you know your Veterans Administration number?
No.
All right. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim or bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I just get the name of that the hospital where you were diagnosed?
It was Georgia Cancer Specialist in Griffin.
Specialist. Is that the one in... Oh, there's a few.
It's in Griffin.
Okay, the one 747 South 8th Street in Griffin?
8th Street, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. And then do you remember your physician's name?
Yes, it's Amen Hakeem.
All right. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
It disabled me. Like I told you, I'm disabled now. And I'm, you know, I need help on a daily basis to, you know, even get up and get around and get dressed and everything and stuff from all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I need assistance to, you know, even get me to the store to, you know, buy my groceries and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Activity is very limited.
I'm so sorry you're going through that. And are you, when was the last time you were treated for any?
I'm sorry.
When was the last time you were treated?
Oh, it was back in April 21st, 2022.
Okay. And as far as your treatment, did you have any, was it chemo, radiation, surgery, or stem cell transplant?
Yeah. I had the chemotherapy and radiation.
Okay. And is your current home address the 166 Quail Road?
Yes.
Quail Road in Griffin. All right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
I don't have one at the moment.
Okay. That's okay. I will leave that one. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier to open up.
Okay, and I'm signing this. What am I signing?
Yes, that is your retainer with the law firm, and then I will send you a separate text for my direct line so you have my number, and I'll send you their number as well, because they're going to give you a call within the next few days to verify all that information I just sent and then tell you the next steps.
Okay, so they're going to ask me everything that you asked me?
Probably not all of it, just some of the dates.
Okay. Okay.
Just to confirm that I did it correctly.
Okay.
And then if you haven't...
And you're calling me from what law firm?
Well, we work with a few different law firms, but this one's going to be Pulaski.
Pulaski?
Yes. And I'll send you their information as well.
Okay.
Right. And then my text is going to come
and
from
a... And what's your name? I'm sorry.
That's...
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
It's Mysoon.
Spell it.
Mysoon.
Okay. I'm sorry. And you said the text is coming from where?
Yes, a 949 area code. That'll be my direct line.
Okay. And I can call you if I have any questions.
Yeah, you can call me. You can text me anything.
Or concerns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And you said that your law firm will be calling me in a couple of days to go over the case as well again?
Yes. They're going to give you a call to verify, you know, the dates that I put down, your diagnosis, just to make sure everything's correct, and then they'll tell you the next step.
Okay. Okay.
And then I'll send you, let me see if I can get their number, just so you know what number they'll be calling from.
Sure.
Okay, I just sent you my text.
Okay. Let me see if I got it. Okay, yes, I received it.
Okay, perfect. And did you have any questions about those documents so far?
You sent me documents. Let me look and see. Not yet, but I can. I'll call you back at the number that you just texted me on and stuff if I do.
Okay.
Now, it's the same law firm that you're calling me from that would be calling me too.
The law firm that we work with, yes. So I sent you their number. That should be the number you can reach them back at if you do miss it, or the number they call you from.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Of course. So thank you so much for your time. If you have any questions at all, you can let me know.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.